Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden poked fun at his age at last night's White House Correspondents' Dinner.
I really feel great. I'm campaigning all over the country. Pennsylvania, Georgia, North Carolina. I've always done well in the original 13 colonies.
Attendees were met by pro-Palestinian demonstrators outside the event as campus protests continue at nearly 50 U.S. colleges and universities. Encampments have popped up at many of them. They're calling on schools to divest from Israel amid its war with Hamas in Gaza. Some Jewish students, they say they feel unsafe on their campuses. One person was killed in Hughes County, Oklahoma, in violent storms that included reported tornadoes. There have been nearly 120 reported tornadoes in the U.S. over the last 3 days, and crews had planned to put out a fire on a freight train that derailed near the Arizona-New Mexico border on Saturday, triggering evacuations. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Consumer advocates are praising new federal rules to make it easier to get a refund when flights are canceled or changed. Mike Moan reports.
The Department of Transportation says airlines are now required to promptly provide passengers with automatic cash refunds when they're owed one. Teresa Murray of the U.S. Public Interest Research Group, or PIRG, says some carriers haven't adhered to these standards, leaving passengers in a bind.
And they would drag their feet and they would say, oh, well, you bought your ticket from a ticket agent, and so we don't know where your money is. Or here, have a voucher. And that was not acceptable.
But amid higher complaint volumes, companies will be forced to act quickly. The new rules, which are being phased in, provide clear definitions for travel disruptions. That includes delays of at least 3 hours on a domestic flight and 6 hours for international flights. A key industry group responded to the announcement by touting transparency efforts among carriers. Murray says most people aren't frequent flyers, and it's hard for them to keep up on all the latest practices and policies among airlines.
The average person only flies once every 18 months. So this will just bring transparency to that process, and it kind of evens the playing field.
Murray says this could come in handy for Midwestern customers when a winter storm wreaks havoc on air travel. The new rules also require refunds for baggage fees when a piece of luggage is delayed by 12 hours or more for domestic flights. And there has to be upfront disclosure on fees for first and second checked bags and carry-on bags. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Yankees crushed the Brewers. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was a long night for the crew. The Yankees beat the Brewers at AmFam Field last night 15-3. Aaron Judge, Anthony Rizzo, Giancarlo Stanton all with home runs. Milwaukee starting pitcher Joe Ross giving up the first 7 runs in 5 innings. NBA, more bad news for the Bucks. Damian Lillard doubtful. An MRI shows he has a strained Achilles. Expected not to play in Game 3 tonight in Indy. The Pacers lead the series 2-1. NFL, the Packers add 11 more players in the draft, including Tulane quarterback Michael Pratt, who got a call last night in the 7th round, just getting out of the pool when the call came through.
What's up, man? How you doing? I'm doing well. I'm here with all my family and friends. Yes, sir.
Well, get your jackets.
Green Bay.
That's Tulane quarterback Michael Pratt. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers, even a couple of thunderstorms possible today with breezy east winds nearly at 25 miles per hour at times, highs in the upper 50s. Showers, still a storm or two around for Sunday night. Breezy, temperatures in the lower 50s. Right now it's 55.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM WLCX, and on the Civic Media app. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
When you have a fully funded, privatized voucher system, Heather, help us out.
Wisconsin has made a choice to disinvest from the public good and put money into a wholly unaccountable system and just let their political cronies laugh all the way to the bank while our kids pay the price.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Providing you with an eagle-eye view of what La Crosse is talking about, you're soaring with Eagle 1490. Tell a friend.
The music of the stars. The best of Hollywood, Broadway, Tin Pan Alley, and a great American songbook right here on the Civic Media Radio Network each Sunday, 7 till noon Central. Welcome aboard. I'm your host, Lou Regani. Stick around. Ella Fitzgerald's birthday.
Over. Martinbrook, gentlemen.
Hello, Professor.
I see you have everything ready.
Is this the music here?
Oh, no, we don't use any music.
We haven't got anything written down, Professor.
Well, we can't play without music.
Well, Benny Goodman used to.
Benny Goodman? I never... Frisbee, did you ever hear of him?
No, I haven't. Perhaps there's something in this book that might help you, Mark.
Oh, yes.
Oh, just sit down, Professor. If you feel like it, you can join in.
Thank you.
Melda.
That's Lionel Hampton of Sturtevant.
Professor, now anything we do, just follow us.
Last 60 years and has well earned the right to be called a legend. He has worked with the likes of Louis Armstrong, Benny Goodman, and Nat King Cole, and he is the man credited with making the vibes a jazz instrument. Here tonight, with Paul and our band, it's a pleasure to welcome Lionel Hampton.
Lionel, how are you? Nice to see you.
kid from Sturtevant, Lionel Hampton.
Lionel!
On the David Letterman program.
We'll be right back, folks. Very nice.
Ah, the music at the start. Let me tell you this. I found this looking for some boogie-woogie with a big orchestra. 101 strings.
I'm headed for the station with a pack on my back. Tired of transportation in the back of a hack. I just love the rhythm of the clickety-clack. Hear the whistle blowing through the smoke in the stack. Pound around with Democratic fellows named Mac. Jigger right back to the track, Jack. Destination, but less than a lack. You need some compensation to get back in the black. You take the morning paper from the top of the stack and read the situation from the front to the back. The only job that's open needs a man with a hack. So dig it right back to the track, Jack.
Choo choo, choo choo, choo boogie. Woo woo, woo woo, choo boogie. Choo choo, choo choo, choo boogie.
Dig it right back to the track, Jack.
The 101 Strings out of Hamburg, Germany. Lionel Hampton.
Thank you so much. Nice job. Yeah, sounded terrific.
Yeah.
Now, what are you playing over there? Those are vibra harp.
Yeah, well, one company makes the vibra harp, uh-huh. Another company makes the vibraphone.
And what's the xylophone? That's
that's the wooden instrument. Yeah. That's the daddy of the vibes.
From which these have evolved.
Yeah.
And what are marimbas?
Marimbas, that's something else that involved from the xylophone.
And you can play them all?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Pretty much the same kind of deal, huh?
Yeah, same keyboard.
Yeah. Tell me your joke.
Tell you a joke?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. A St. Patrick joke, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know...
It was your idea.
Well, you know, down in Atlantic City, everybody goes down to the gambler, you know, mostly, primarily. And so the kids can't gamble in the casino, so they...
They're 21, I guess.
Yeah, they have to gamble in the street.
Mm-hmm.
So there's three kids gambling out in the street, and they were shooting dice, so... The priest, the padre of the community, came by and said, boys, throw those dice away. Say, that's a sin, gambling.
Mm-hmm.
Said, you do throw them away, and I'm going to show you how to make an honest dollar.
All right.
Make an honest buck. So he said, the priest wouldn't tell me who's the most famous man in the world will get this buck. So he asked the little Mexican boy, and little Mexican boy said, Father, said, we in Mexico had a great liberator, and he liberated and give freedom to Mexico, and he's the most famous man in the world.
Juan Pizarro.
One of those cats. Juarez.
Right. Magellan. Any of them.
So then he said, he's famous, but not the most famous man in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So he asked a little black kid, and he said, who's the most famous man in the world? So he said, Marvin Hagner, Father.
Marvin Hagner.
Because he's a great fighter, right. See? He said, well, he's famous, but not the most famous man in the world. Then he asked a little Jewish boy, said, tell me, son, who's the most famous man in the world? So the kid said, St. Patrick, Father.
Mm-hmm.
So his father gave him the money. He said, but son, tell me how you happen to get arrive at the right answer. He said, Father, deep down in my heart, I know it was Moses, but business is business.
Business is business.
Sturtevant. Born on April 20th. Worked with everybody. Notably Benny Goodman, Buddy Rich. Got the National Medal of Arts. Medal. Born in Louisville, though. Did a lot of growing up around here. Kenosha, Racine County. Academy in Sturtevant. One of the good sisters there. Sister Petra. Discovered his talent. I wanted to get some more local talent on the air, and I will. So hang tight. We're on the air now since November the 5th of last year. That'd be 2023. And I got a guy who was never in Kenosha or Racine or, to my knowledge, performed anywhere in Milwaukee. I could be wrong, but I'm talking about Howard Keel with that glorious baritone voice of his. Howard Keel. A little sample, huh?
That I marry will have to be as soft and as pink as a nursery. and smell of cologne. Her nails will be polished, and in her hair she'll wear a gardenia, and I'll be there, stand up, letting. I'll be sitting next to her, and she'll purr like a kitten. A doll I can carry, the girl that I marry must be.
MGM. Howard Keel, the biggest star there at Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. And on the legendary Dallas series in the 80s and 90s. Harold Leek. That's Keel spelled backward. Born in Illinois, Gillespie, Illinois. He had a birthday this month, too, 1919. Dad died when he was 11. They moved to California with Mom, and landlady said, "You're pretty good. Why don't you take some lessons?" Audition for Carousel, 1945 on Broadway. And Richard Rodgers, Oscar Hammerstein said, "Hey, you're the star." He replaced Alfred Drake. Good thing we have all the soundtracks of all these movie hits. Howard Keel, what a guy. 6'4" tall. The music of the stars.
I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can be, I can be greater. Sooner or later, I'm greater than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I can shoot a partridge with a single cartridge.
I can get a sparrow with a bow and arrow.
I can live on bread and cheese.
And only on that?
Yeah.
So can a rat.
Any note you can reach, I can sing higher.
I can sing any note higher than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
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 No, you can.
Yes, I can. Anything you can buy, I can buy cheaper. I can buy anything cheaper than you.
50 cents.
40 cents.
30 cents.
20 cents.
Ah, you can.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can say, I can say softer.
I can say anything softer than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
I can drink my liquor faster than a flicker.
I can drink it quicker and get even sicker.
I can open any safe
without being caught.
Sure.
That's what I thought. Sure.
You can hold, I can hold longer.
I can hold any note longer than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes,
no, you
I
can.
Anything you can wear, I can wear better. In what you wear, I'd look better than you.
In my coat.
In your vest.
In my shoe.
In your hat.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can say faster.
I can say anything faster than you.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can.
I can.
Yes, I can.
I can. I can. I can. I can. I can. I can jump a hurdle.
I can wear a girdle.
I can knit a sweater.
I can feel it better.
I can do most anything.
Can you make a pie?
No.
Neither can I.
Any note you can sing, I can sing sweeter.
I can sing any note sweeter than you.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
No, you can.
I can.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
No, you can.
Keel and Ethel Merman. Ethel did, everybody think, oh, I can't handle Ethel Merman. No, no, Ethel, okay, stick around. I'm going to do some good as opposed to some of the yelling of Ethel Merman in just a bit. The music of the stars. I want to play a song from a horror movie now. Now, don't touch that dial. This is from The Omen, the first one. 1977, didn't get an Oscar. In fact, you hardly heard it at all. But the song, the main song, go figure, got the Oscar for best song, but this didn't make it into the movie, except in some notes, instrumentally speaking. Here is Jerry Goldsmith's wife, Carol. Nice tune. Nobody plays it ever.
The piper dreams in rings of misty white, knowing in his sleep dreams only keep through the night. As the piper dreams, pretending to perceive,
should have been nominated. This was not nominated either.
The sea is calm tonight. The mist is over the moon. There are certain moments when all the world is suddenly sweet, when hearts are thrilled and the very air is filled with a newborn joy. This is such a moment, and you are here to complete to share with me on the silent ecstasy of a newborn joy. The sea is calm tonight, the mist is over the moon, the stars have lost their light, the mist is over the moon. Gently you rest your head upon my shoulder.
Jerry Joyce in the orchestra. That's Tony Martin. Tony resumed his career at 100. Folks at the Elks Club in Kenosha are still talking about the time he and his wife, Sid Charisse, walked in, did a show. Tony Bennett, that's a loser from the picture The Lady Objects. Ben Oakland and Oscar Hammerstein wrote that. The music of the stars, Oscar Losers. Here's another one. From Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Now it can be told, told in all its glory. Now that we have met, the world may know the sentimental story. The greatest now it can be told as an inspiration. Every other tale of boy meets girl is just an imitation. But now it can be told. Now it can be told as an inspiration. Now it can be told. Now it can be told. Now.
Well,
Irving Berlin wrote that. Didn't make the Oscar list. Nominated, that's all.
Must you dance every dance with the same fortunate man? You have danced with him since the music began. Won't you change partners and dance with me? Must you dance quite so close? You see, I'm longing to be in his place. Won't you change partners and dance with me? Ask him to sit this one out, and when you're alone, I'll ask the waiter to tell him he's wanted on.
Music of the Stars, that is another Oscar loser. Antonio Carlos Jobim with Francis Albert Sinatra. Yeah, that's from, let's see, what picture did I write that? Oh, yeah, Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, Carefree. Here's another Oscar loser from 1938, Jack Teagarden.
I don't care what the weatherman says. When the weatherman says it's raining, you'll never hear me complaining. I'm certain the sun will shine.
I don't care how the weather vane points. When the weather vane points too gloomy, it's gotta be sunny to me when your eyes look into mine.
Jeepers creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers creepers, where'd you get those eyes?
Gosh, y'all get up, how'd they get so lit up? Gosh, y'all get up, how'd they get that size?
Golly gee,
when you turn those heaters on,
woe is me.
Got to put my cheaters on.
Jeepers creepers, where'd you get those peepers?
Oh, those weepers,
how they hypnotize.
Yeah,
where'd you get those eyes? La-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, them there eyes.
Got to put my cheetahs on.
Jeepers creepers, where'd you get those peepers?
Oh, those weepers,
how they hypnotize.
Knock me out.
Where'd you get those eyes?
Where'd you get them?
Won't you put me wise?
Don't you chime in.
Pays to advertise.
Tell them, Doc.
Where did you get those eyes?
Music of the Stars with Jack Teagarden, the father of jazz trombone. I recall back 40 years ago, there was a radio show out of Milwaukee. And Jack Baker ran it. What a great program it was. And he was a big collector of Jack Teagarden records. A lot of people are. Jack's got a lot of fans out there to this day. And here's Joan Crawford with another Oscar loser.
So we're married. From here, it looks like it might be love.
Might be. They've even got a song that goes with it.
Joan Crawford, Mannequin, 1937.
Life is strange and ever changing, doesn't make reason or rhyme. But through all the centuries, time endures, darling, we'll be together forever and ever.
Edward Ward wrote that, and let's see, and who else? One more. Oh, yeah, Eddie Forrest. Oscar loser from 1937. The picture Mannequin. Here's a screwball comedy with a great tune, Merrily We Live. Alan Mowbray.
Life and love and laughter, for now and ever after.
A girl, a boy,
a kiss.
No greater joy than this.
Merrily we live.
Where's Ambrose?
He disappeared with the silver, miss. And he also took my black patent leather shoes, the ones with the taps on them.
Well, I'm afraid we can't do anything about that now. We'll discuss it later. In the meantime, let's have some breakfast. Well, there's no use buying Ambrose any more books.
What's the use of stalling, Jerry? If you won't tell her, I will. Mother, your pet tramp Ambrose has left.
I've had a little trouble. May I use your phone?
Definitely not. Good day.
Oh, but I merely want to...
Your persistence will avail you nothing.
Now, scram.
Grosvenor, what is all the trouble here?
Well, this person was just about to leave, madam.
Oh, my poor dear man. Grosvenor, why don't you ask the gentleman in?
That was my understanding.
Grosvenor, oh, do come in. You must be very hungry and tired. Hungry and tired you are, aren't you?
Hal Roach wrote this, produced it, Oscar nominated.
Life and love and laughter, for now and ever after.
A girl,
a boy,
a kiss.
No greater joy than this.
Merrily we live.
A sweet dream, I knock you off your feet, dream.
And just between us two,
it's not a dream, it's true. Merrily we live.
music of the stars.
Every day's a sunny May Day, a bright and gay day, how well we know. Barnum never in his heyday put on a finer show. Isn't this a sweet dream? I knock you off your feet, dream.
And just between us two,
it's not a dream, it's true. Merrily we live.
The music of the stars and the winner, Bob Hope, Shirley Ross. From a couple that's getting divorced and they manage to reminisce about the good times. Great scene. And not funny at all. Just, well, here.
Thanks for the memory of rainy afternoons, swingy Harlem tunes, motor trips and burning lips and burning toast and prunes.
How lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of candlelight and wine, castles on the Rhine, the Parthenon,
and moments on the Hudson River line.
How lovely it was.
Many's the time that we feasted,
and many's the time that we fasted.
Oh, well, it was swell while it lasted. We did have fun, and no harm done. So thanks for the memory of crap games on the floor,
nights in Singapore. You might have been a headache, but you never were a bore.
Why, thank you so much.
Thanks for the memory of China's funny walls, transatlantic calls,
that weekend at Niagara when we hardly saw the falls.
How lovely that was.
Thank you.
Thanks for the memory of lunch from 12 to 4, sunburn at the shore, that pair of gay pajamas that you bought and never wore.
Say, by the way, what did happen to those pajamas? Huh?
Letters with sweet little secrets that couldn't be put in a day wire.
Too bad it all had to go haywire. That's life, I guess. I love your dress.
Do you?
It's pretty.
Thanks for the memory of faults that you forgave, rainbows on a wave,
and stockings in the basin when a fellow needs a shave. I thank you so much.
Thanks for the memory of gardens at Versailles,
and beef and kidney pie,
the night you worked and then came home with lipstick on your tie.
Lovely that was.
Huh?
For the memory of lingerie with lace.
Yes, and pills nearby the case. And how I jumped the day you trumped my one and only ace.
How lovely that was.
We said goodbye with a highball.
And I got as high as a steeple.
Did you?
But we were intelligent people.
No tears, no fuss.
Hooray for us.
Strictly entre nous. Darling, how are you?
And how are all those little dreams that never did come true?
You.
Cheerio, toodaloo.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The music of the stars with the Oscar winner, 1938. What a classic, huh?
Thank you.
38. Now, stand by for news from the Columbia Broadcasting System. This is The Music of the Star on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're on till noon Central. CivicMedia.us worldwide.
Lacrosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX Lacrosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.